Magic 93.7. It's Walter and Kelly in the morning. A friend of mine, Jennifer Prather, had showed me something on Facebook. It kind of intrigued me, and it was a Facebook page called Rehab for Katie. And we have got Katie Blake on the line from Pascagoula, and you have just got a fascinating story. You have got a wonderful attitude about you, Katie. I mean, I love you. You inspire me, and I'm not dealing with anything compared to what you're going through and dealing with right now. Tell us your story a little bit, if you would.
Sure. June 13th of last year, I was on a canoe trip in Hattiesburg on Little Black Creek when I was with a group of friends, and a friend and I started running towards the water. We both jumped in. He jumped and I dove, and midair I realized it was too shallow. As soon as I hit bottom, my whole body went numb, and turns out I'd fractured my C5 vertebrae, leaving me as an incomplete quadriplegic.
So that means you're in a wheelchair, what, 24/7?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have use of your arms at all, or are you?
What? Well, as soon as I was airlifted to the Forest General Hospital, and immediately after performing a surgery, the doctor said I would have no movement past my biceps. This doctor apparently didn't know me because I proved him wrong in the first month.
You
all
go,
right,
girl.
Katie, yeah.
I have full movement of my arms. I have no hand control. I can't independently move my fingers, but I can move my arms around. I don't have any triceps. That's something I'm working on at the moment. But I have more than they predicted to begin with.
Okay.
Now, you are dealing with a situation here where you don't have any more rehab left, rehabilitation.
Right.
And, I mean, you are getting better here, and you're not able to use the tools needed for you to completely get back what you need.
Exactly. I guess kind of the irony, I don't know if it's irony, but the situation, I had insurance my entire life prior to the 10 months before the accident. My mom got put on Medicare and could no longer afford the insurance payment, so I got placed on Medicaid, which only allowed 2 weeks of inpatient rehab. And fortunately, I was picked up by vocational rehab, which allowed me another 2 weeks. So all in all, I had 4 weeks of rehab to cope with the disability for the rest of my life.
Katie, what kind of rehab are you going to need? What, have they given you a baseline of a time frame or anything for that?
No, that's the thing about being an incomplete injury. There's no telling how far I can go into my recovery. It's just a matter of how hard I work and how much therapy I get. I mean, I've met a C5 incomplete quadriplegic who is now walking.
We want that to be your story, so we're going to help you out with rehab. What can people do? Where do they need to go if they want to make a donation or whatever it may be for you, Katie?
Well, this all started with my Facebook page about a week ago. We're up to over 1,600 followers. The Facebook page is www.facebook.com/rehabforkatie. That's K-A-T-Y. And through that page, we have a Southern Bell fundraiser. There's also a resource page called www.rehabforkatie.formyfriends.org. And on that page, there's a donation button. And then you can also see where I've made a YouTube video that also links to my Facebook page, the Southern Bell fundraiser.
We're going to hook up the link at magic937.com, the Walter and Kelly page, so people can go there and just click it. And they can also give it First Federal, the Katie Blake fundraiser. We want to help Katie get on her way back to what she wants to be with the rehabilitation she needs.
Katie, will you check in with us from time to time and let us know how things are going for you?
Absolutely.
Katie, thank you for being an inspiration to me, and God bless you.
Thank you so much for having me.